the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Welcome, we're back, and we're live on Facebook once again. So this is podcast 208, and it's titled, How We're Winning the Social Media War. Hopefully both feeds will be fine. So we're just testing this, and one of the reasons why we're testing this is because we were looking at some data. We're not great at looking at my own data. We're great at looking at everybody else's, but it's like, you know, the cobbler's children has no shoes. We're great at doing stuff for other people and not so great for doing it for ourselves sometimes. But one of the things I was looking at was traffic sources, where the traffic comes from, and all of that kind of stuff. So what I noticed was on some of our traffic sources, there's been a massive difference. And this is one of the reasons why we're winning this war on social media, why our website traffic, the number of visitors hitting our website has gone up significantly, okay? And one of the reasons why that's happened is the amount of sheer content that we're putting out on a constant basis. And obviously, it takes time to create that content, and we have a team of people that help me create that content, and that's really good. But also me going live, that helps as well. But I just wanted to delve into a little bit more about this because at the moment, and this has changed, we did a podcast maybe last year. We talked about where your traffic is coming from. So right now, 20% of our entire traffic comes from social media, 19.2%. That's a huge amount. That used to be maybe 5 or 6 or 7%. So there's a massive increase in traffic from social media. Now, the beauty of this is that that traffic is usually warm traffic because we're not doing pay-per-click. We're not running Facebook ads right now. All this is organic traffic. All of it is coming from social media. And that's working very, very well for us because we've got 20% of all our traffic coming from social media. 53% of our traffic comes from organic search. And so this is where, you know, someone types in business coach leads and we come up at the top and then they click on it and then they land on our website. So just over half of our traffic is coming from SEO. We're constantly working on search engine optimization and we're helping our clients do the same. 8.9% is referral. So this is maybe blogs that we've got on other people's websites. So it's podcasts that we've done on other people's websites that drive traffic back. And 18.5% is people typing in daniellatto.co.uk. And coming directly to our website. So I find that really interesting. But then also, when we break it down, this is the next bit that I find really interesting. Excuse me, this could be the nerdy bit that I'm getting, that I quite enjoy. So two things here. The first bit, traffic from social media has increased by 91% in the last month, right? 91%. It's almost doubled from a month ago. Now, are we putting out more content than a month ago? Yes, for sure. We're putting out more content. But also, traffic from other websites, so these are like, you know, referral websites, that's increased by 24% as well. So are we getting on other people's websites who are liking what we're doing and then sending traffic back to our website? Yes, absolutely. And then the next interesting thing for me is that traffic has increased from search engine traffic has increased by 48%. So almost a 50% increase from search engine traffic. So are we doing it right? Yeah, I would say so. But then the next interesting thing, although 20% of our traffic comes from social media, we can then break that down even more. 80% of that 20%, 80% comes from Facebook. That's really interesting. But not actually as interesting because it's kind of what we thought it would be. We expected it to be about 70%, actually. Twitter, 2%. So our Twitter game needs some work. So that's what we're going to look at. LinkedIn is 2.2% as well. And I'm not convinced that's accurate. So we're going to clarify that accuracy because we've got a lot of people on LinkedIn. We've got 14,000 people on LinkedIn. And I actually think that that 2.2% is from my company page, not my private personal profile. So we're going to check with support and just double check that that figure's accurate. But the thing that kind of blew me away on this is that YouTube accounts for 14.9% of all social media traffic. YouTube, let me just say it again. YouTube accounts for 15% of all our social media traffic. So if you're not on YouTube right now, if you're not going live on YouTube, if you're not uploading videos, if you're not trying to get keyword optimized on your videos on YouTube, you're missing out on a massive, massive trick. So 20% of all our social media traffic comes from social media. 15% of that comes from YouTube, and you're really missing a trick if you're not doing that. So the question is, what can you do? What is the next thing for you to do in terms of you crushing it? Let's crush it, to use a Gary Vee terminology. What are you going to do to start making a difference in your business? Well, there's a couple of things that you need to do. Number one, you've got to create an awful lot of content. This can be images, it can be long form copy, it can be video. It doesn't have to be live, but it can be video. It can be you walking down the street, doing a 1 minute selfie with a little bit of information that you want to share. It doesn't matter what business you're in. If you're an accountant, you can talk about the deadline coming up in, 9 days. I need to get my accountant's speaking to me already about, can I have your envelopes, Dan? This is all my envelopes with all my receipts in. We're very advanced when we do that. I'm like, look, just stick them in an envelope. You sort that out. I don't even want to look at it. You send me the tax return. I'll sign it and we'll pay the tax. That's how we do our tax return. It's so much easier. But it doesn't matter what you've got to say. You've got to get out there. You've got to start pushing out videos. But they don't have to be live. But this is number two. If you can start doing live videos, we've noticed that actually when we go live, and usually we go live after this session, and if you're watching on Facebook, then this is a new session that we just – on YouTube, I should say. This is a new session that we just started up on YouTube. But if you're not doing any of this, like – you're missing a trick, like, massively. It's like, here's the question. Do you want to place an advert on TV? Yes or no? That's the first question. Okay. The answer is yes, right? The next question is, how often would you like to run the advert? Do you want to run it once a week, once a day, twice a day, 10 times a day, 100 times a day, 1,000 times a day across several different mediums? Well, of course, you want to do it 1,000 times a day across several different mediums. You want to be getting your message out. People need to know that you exist. Now, if that's the case, why are you not on Facebook Live and YouTube Live? That is the TV of today. Your competition is things like Netflix, not other YouTubers. Don't worry about the quality. Get your quantity out, because the quality improves the more that you do it. I was having a chat with a guy yesterday, and he's like, but I don't like going live. I don't like doing videos. Of course you don't. How many videos have you done? None. Nobody likes doing videos if you haven't done any. If you've only done... if you've only ridden a bike once, you're going to keep falling off. Nobody likes riding a bike until they know how to ride a bike, right? So you've got to keep pushing this stuff out. But let's just talk about engagement and that kind of thing as well, because this is really important. We had a guy, he's on Twitter, and he's like, oh, you only get 3 people commenting on your stuff anyway. And I've got like 14,000 people on Twitter, 13,000. I'm like, yeah, but you're missing the point. The point is not how many people like your stuff. It's sometimes not even how many people watch your stuff. Stay with me on this one, because this can be a bit confusing for people. It's not how many people is watching your stuff, downloading the podcast. It's the fact that you've got a live YouTube video. Not that people are watching it. The fact that you've got a live YouTube video, the fact that you've got a podcast on iTunes, the fact that you're going live in your group. We're 8 minutes in, and do you think people are watching all the way through? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Are people listening, because we take this audio and we send it out as a podcast? Are people listening to it all the way through? Well, actually, probably. Certainly not 100%. Is it 50%? Is it 20%? I don't know. I've not checked stats. But the fact that you've got a podcast, the fact that you're going live, the fact that you're putting images out all the time, do you think people are going to know that you actually exist? That's like step one in the KLT, know, like, and trust. Step one is, do they know you? Forget about likability. Forget about trusting you. Do we even know who you are? Is that saying, isn't it? You don't even know me. You ever heard people say that? You don't know who I am. You don't know me. As a landlord, we get that from tenants all the time. No, we're not going to rent to you, but you don't know me. I'll pay. And we're on, like, DSS, no job. We're 18. Yeah, of course. So You've got to get people to know you, first of all. That's like step one. And the only way you're going to start doing that is by starting to pump out an awful lot of stuff. Now, most people haven't got time to do it, and that's fine. That's why we step in. We create videos. We create the images. We pull out the audio from the videos. All of it, right? That's what we're here to do, is to here to help you do that. But unless you're starting to pump stuff out, people ain't going to start to know about you. All right, that will do us for today, I think. Nice little short video today. I hope that's useful. And we'll speak to you on the next session. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.